Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 9 of season 9, A Wolf in Camille's Clothes. Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woohoo!
Hey guys! Yay.
Sipping that tea already.
Yeah. All lady. Yeah, I know. All ladies panel tonight. Hi, yes. Guys. How are you? Talk to us in the live chat. We want to hear what you have to say. Is this in the... Okay, we're good. Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone, and we're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Thomas Orlina is out tonight. He is in Miami. You can follow him at Thomas Orlina. And here are the lovely ladies that are with me tonight.
Hey, guys. Mike DiCrio here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
And you guys know I'm Jennifer Leone. And let's just dive in, because they did in this episode. They start off with the fight right away. The huge fight that ended last episode. And it's like, is this the new thing? Is this the new dead horse we're beating? What do you guys think?
I think I'm ready to move on from this whole scandal. I do think that it was about time that Kyle kind of told the rest of the girls. They all looked shocked, which you can straight up tell that they already knew what had happened. I'm sure Kyle, as soon as she got out of the door, she had like phone call conversation with all the ladies and told them what happened. But I don't know. I think the way that the ladies took it and the way that she was explaining how Ken reacted, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. It was something that he's done in the past. So I'm ready for that part, this whole situation, to be kind of over with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't about Lucy, okay? That's all I was happy about. But did any of the ladies contact her, like Lisa, to like say, you know, hey, like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Did any of those ladies reach out to her?
I know they reached out for her birthday, but not necessarily to make sure she's okay, because I think that they know at this point that she's just really, she's caught. That's what my opinion is. It's like, you were caught up in your lies for how long? And, you know, they had so many falling outs because of LVP. And this is now all unraveling. So what I think is interesting is, okay, so let's talk about the first scene really quick, because LVP is talking to Ken and is kind of just blowing everything off. She's going back and forth between talking about the kitchen and Kyle being negative, positive, trying to kind of Bobby Fischer her way into making the audience, I think, love her again, or at least like her. What do you guys think about all that?
I think there's so much hurt. And you can tell.
With Lisa. Really?
Yeah,
you think Lisa's hurting?
I think Lisa is hurting, because I feel like she thinks that, you know, she knows what's coming. And she's
What do you think is coming?
Uh-oh. Well, she knows that the rest... No, I think she
Juicy
knows...
Juicy tea.
No, I think she knows that the rest of the girls aren't going to speak to her. She's not going to go out of her way to speak to any of them.
That's what I think, too.
So yeah. It's like she already knows it, and she's milking it as much as she can. And sometimes we say things out of anger and when we're so upset. Mm-hmm. So I think her conversation with Ken was just solemnly on that topic. If that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, that in the kitchen. And she's like, oh, all the positive vibes I'm going to have about this kitchen. It's white.
Girl,
it's
that ain't going to help with the kitchen. That's all in you. Right? If you want positive vibes,
Cynthia,
you manifest.
Cynthia, I think that the world doesn't really know you. No. And I'm going to put you on blast.
Uh-oh.
I love Cynthia.
Uh-oh.
And Jennifer. Nobody knows that Cynthia is like a total like vibe queen. She knows all about like good vibes, bad. Oh, thank you, Steven. Now, Cynthia, tell us, how do you feel about her vibes, bad vibes, good vibes?
Do you think Lisa has good vibes?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
but
God.
She has.
You're discrediting yourself.
She has. No. She has trauma that she hasn't dealt with, as all of us are not perfect on this world. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We ask for forgiveness. But I think your house can have bad vibes, but you can also have bad vibes and the people around you. Now, if you make the decision where you want to leave your friends because you feel that they are toxic to you, You have every right, mm-hmm. because if that's in your body, your soul, your spiritual, your physical, everything around you, if that's what you feel, then follow your gut. That's all I have to say about vibes. And if you don't like somebody, don't beat around the bush and gossip and, you know, talk about them. Just tell them, you know what? I don't like you because of this. This is why I don't like you. This is
like
why you're hurting.
Straight up to their face.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is why Cynthia could never be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Because there were
you never know. You never know. I could be Latina Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
They tried that. They tried that with Joyce. And Joyce was like you.
Like
Joyce
the novela.
Was way too lenient. She was too soft. Joyce like, was too soft.
I'm like ready for like a novela, Spanish TV.
Yeah,
I can't. At least they wouldn't talk. Honestly, at least someone's sleeping with someone's husband and it's juicy. This, in this case, it's like about this dog. And yeah. then now we're talking about who leaked a story. And to be honest with you, anyone could leak the story. And I reread it. And just by what I know on how people do leak stories, I don't think it's Lisa. And I don't think it's Dorit. But I do think that possibly Lisa leaked something through someone else. Or someone on the staff or someone who works for her did.
Do you think it was Blizzard?
It could have been Blizzard because he needs a paycheck.
He's my favorite.
I just think everything was so calculated. And I actually went back and I watched that TMZ interview that she gave right after out of Vanderpump Dogs that same day.
Yeah.
And it looks just very calculated how she casually is just walking out of the shop, and it's just like one guy, it's a TMZ guy, and she's like, yeah, actually, let me clear the air about that. And they're asking her only the questions that have to do with Dorit. And then in there, she kind of slides in the whole proposal that she did about the dogs and all of that. So I don't know. It just made me feel like it was just super calculated, and I don't know if I want to believe that she knew that the story was going to be leaked. I love Lisa, so I'm
I like
torn,
Lisa too. You know? I wouldn't say love, but I do like her because she's upsetting me on this. No, she's upsetting me on this. It's like, yeah. I want her on the show. I want her fab life. I want to watch, you know, everything and all
she
the fun times,
like,
right?
That Beverly Hills vibe.
She totally is. I mean,
did you see her jewelry?
Yes, she
brings everything.
It
oh my god.
And even the flower arrangements for her birthday, which we'll get to. It's like, you know, and she has, I forget his name at the moment, but he was in Father of the Bride, she. Whoever his name is, he's amazing, and he's the best party planner in LA. And it just, she's fab.
Mm-hmm.
What is the live chat
saying? So we have Sarah in our live chat saying, next time I have a bad fight with a friend in my living room, I will now spend $10,000 redecorating it. Hashtag rich people solutions. That is so true.
Yeah.
I would, you know, sometimes even when I'm having a bad day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to shop. I'm going to do something, distract myself. And it makes a difference.
Girl, yes. Shopping for Coachella is like everyday thing. Yeah, I know.
Exciting.
So the ladies do up yoga, which I think is adorable. I love this scene so much, especially because it's got my three favorites. It's Erica, Denise, and Rinna.
Yes.
And the three of them are doing this fun LA class. And I just wanted to know, did you guys ever do like a fun LA workout or like something really weird? Because we have a lot of weird workouts here.
We do. I haven't. But my favorite question is, like, you're a Lisa Rinna fan?
I'm a huge Lisa Rinna fan.
Wow.
Huge Lisa Rinna fan. This is our first panel together. Yes. So if you want to talk about it, we could talk about it.
Totally. I'm not on her side right
You're
now.
You're not on her side.
No, I'm not. I feel like she's just, like, so extra over the top, and it's unnecessary.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. But I just... Not this season, not last season either. I was a fan of hers.
Honestly, if it wasn't for her making fun of herself and just having her light humor and her energy, I don't know if I would even like the show. I feel like there's so much negativity that it's like...
You know what I didn't like was, like, in past seasons, how she got into the relationship between Kyle and her sister.
Oh.
When that whole situation happened, that's where I just got a bad taste in my mouth for
her. I understand
that. And I haven't been able to recover as a housewife.
But wasn't that Rinna's first season?
That was her first season and the second season, because they always, you know, they come back and forth, as we're going to see, I think, again this season.
God, I hope not with this Lucy thing.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, Lisa Rinna, I don't know.
I understand.
Yeah. What was your question? Sorry, that was out of topic.
No worries. Yeah. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Mm-hmm. I'm asking about any fun LA workout classes. No pole dancing, no anything. Come on, Cynthia.
No.
I know you've done something.
No, I live a boring life, girl. I really
do. You can still work out.
Hiking, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
It's very LA.
Yes.
Hiking is very LA.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It's a morning thing, too.
I'm trying the healthy diet now. I've been 2 weeks eating, like, greens and taking out.
Oh, like PK. Yes. PK and Dorit.
Yes. Oh. What a difference.
Yeah?
What a difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that within this time of the episode, when they're talking about being healthy, they're working out, they're going back and forth with Dorit and PK, talking about them starting, you know, just trying to be healthy. You see a peek into their refrigerator, and it's all very organized fruits and vegetables, which I think is all going to die.
Totally not Dorit.
Totally not Dorit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not her.
What, Cynthia?
Healthy food, I'm sorry, sometimes it doesn't taste good at all, but it's about trial and error. So you got to put here, little sprinkles here, little sugar, you know, whatever, like... Lemon water is actually really good for you. Like,
well,
I
tell
actually,
PK.
Yes,
you should
PK,
tweet him.
Yes, I should. Okay, so I just looked this up and I found out that lemon water is excellent source of potassium. It aids digestion, helps with skin health, it helps with blood pressure, relieves joint pain, and detox the liver. So that was something new I learned. So I hope, PK, you can watch this show and get some pointers about living healthy.
Detox that liver.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and our lives, because that is just too, like, just do it all. Just be healthy all the way around. But, you know, I wanted to say one thing about Denise and her seeing her and Aaron, which I love their relationship, and I love that they just got married and they're living their new life. Love their kids, love her storyline. But, you know, the camera thing, setting up cameras for your kids. How do you guys feel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes.
I'm asking you a question.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was responding all the time.
It's okay.
So I just think, I don't know, I'm very much the type that likes to do things very secretively.
Oh.
So I wouldn't,
when's
I have like this.
Birthday month?
March 4th.
Pisces?
Yes, I'm a Pisces.
Oh.
So I actually do this with my mom, you know, sometimes she'll
videotape your mom?
No, I don't videotape my mom, but I track her. So I have, like, you know, where she's at, and I know, this is crazy. There was, like, a really big incident that
happened.
Does
she know it?
She has no idea. So that's the type of thing I like to do. It's like, you don't know that it's happening, but it's happening.
So breaking news.
I have none of your boyfriends ever watch this.
I know.
They already know. All of them know. But what I'm saying is,
each one of them know.
Yes.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's just having the cameras there, it's a little bit too obvious, and I feel like her daughter is 16. She already knows, and she sees it, and it's just, like, not, I don't know, I think it's unnecessary.
Okay.
I think it's more better for security purposes.
Yeah,
because she does live, you know, she's a high-profile person. I consider her high-profile.
Absolutely.
But, man, I mean, Aaron on that grill, I was just looking at him like, wow, the man on that grill.
I know.
And there was a comment that he made when Denise was actually asking for his opinion on the whole Lisa situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it down. He's like, I put a man on the grill. Oh.
Man on the grill. That's all she wants to focus on.
I put what he asked. What do you want to achieve by getting in the middle of this? And that, to me, was hitting home.
I'm like, that's pretty
deep.
That was the first. That was the first question that he asked, and I'm like, wow, he's kind of like the perfect husband.
He really
he
is.
Listens, you know,
and
that
beautiful Malibu house, you know, and it's just the whole vibe. Everything was so pretty. Go ahead.
Just waking up to that every morning.
The man, the grill, the view. Cynthia's fantasizing and manifesting. This is manifesting as
get her some air.
Do you see her? Can we get a graphic for this?
No.
Do you see Cynthia right now? She's bright red and hot. She's heated.
Girl.
Aaron, if you're watching. Oh, Aaron's now not saying this anymore.
No, but like, it was just really nice. Like, what he said, that was like something so deep. And then she also said that he's a great listener. Man, are you listening?
But darling.
He is a great listener. Where are you at?
What do you think about the cameras?
Okay, so I don't agree with having cameras for her daughter.
Okay,
but
for her husband?
She's not that tired.
But I think for security purposes, yes. But for your daughter, I think she's still a little young for that.
Really? At 15?
No way. I think she's just barely starting high school. You're still trying to figure yourself out.
I don't know. I lost my virginity at 15. And, like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you just never know.
But everybody not with cameras. Like, did your mom have cameras for you?
Yeah.
Did she check your backpack? Because my mom used to check. Sorry, mom. My mom used to check my backpack to make sure there's anything in there.
No, my mom already has checked my room before anything. Really? Before. Yeah. No oh, way. Wow. No, my stepdad set up cameras, and it's actually really funny because, I mean, he thought I was going to do a lot worse stuff than I actually did, and I have a little brother and sister, and I noticed when I was home last, I'm like, hey, why are all of the cameras just disconnected but sitting there? And he's like, oh, the kids said that it made them feel awkward, so I just turned them off. I'm like, do you know how much of my life I felt awkward with these cameras in my face? Yeah. And now I'm like, wait, now there's a lot of cameras. So
they prepared you,
I think
right?
that it affects your kids. So I just really, I wanted to know what you guys had to think about that. I think that they're going to do well, though, just in general. Yeah. They're open with their kids. And
do you think she's tracking her next, on her phone?
No, nah. I don't think Denise is that type of mom. I think she's protective and she's a great mom, but I don't think she'll know when to take it a step further.
What do you moms think?
Yeah,
I know. Let us know.
Live chat or tweet us. You guys, let's talk a little bit about AfterBuzz TV and what they have going on right now.
Yes, guys, before we get into our next topic, we just want to thank all of you guys for being avid viewers of our after show. As always, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you give us a thumbs up, comment. We love to be interactive with you guys on our chat, as well as in the comment section. So if you guys have any input or want to join the conversation, we do give our handles out at the end of the show, so you can definitely join us there. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify.
SoundCloud.
And if you give us, if you comment, make sure you give us 5 stars. We will definitely give you a shout out here next week. Let us know what you think. We love you guys and we enjoy, this whole conversation that we have for you guys. We are a buffet of TV shows. So thank you guys for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. Good job. Thanks. Cynthia. I know you have something, too.
Oh, okay. Well, this one is actually, I read a quote and I just thought of Teddy when I read it. It said, accountability feels like an attack when you're not ready to acknowledge how your behavior harms others. Now,
interesting. That's actually a really great quote.
Yes. So what do you girls think about it?
No, that's true. Everyone feels like they're being attacked when you're just trying to hold someone accountable or just show them what they're doing is hurting you. So that's on the point. That's hitting the nail on the head.
And I also felt that Kyle needed to hear it, and hopefully Lisa can hear it too. So,
well, yeah, that's what I wanted to move into. Definitely. How do you feel?
I think the person who needs to listen to this is Dorit. Like, this if not would have happened if Dorit would have just been straight up and everybody else would have been out of this mess.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been the person to kind of stick up and say, you guys, this has nothing to do with any of you.
Right.
Let me go and fix the situation with LVP and set the record straight. Regardless of if LVP set the tone for the drama or anything, I think Dorit could have been the bigger person and really been the one to end it all.
Right.
She won't.
I don't see Dorit as that type of person.
Yeah. She's not, but it would have been great if she did.
Oh, I believe that, too. Absolutely. Actually, they go back and forth in these next few scenes as, I guess it's Teddy and Lisa starting off in their cute little jumpsuits. Love it. And they go to Beauty in Essex, one of my favorite restaurants in LA. Like, awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we have Lisa Vanderpump's birthday. So now nobody is invited to her birthday. We see Muhammad. We see Denise, who is the newest member. What do you guys think about all of this?
I think that it was sad to watch someone celebrate. I've been in that position where I was not speaking with my best friend during the time of my birthday, and it is very hurtful to not see your friends there celebrating another year of life for you. And I know for LVP that must have been a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
And I just want to dig a little deeper and see why why wasn't Camille invited? I don't see why she has drama with Camille. you know, part of that me kind of, true. Part of me thinks that maybe, you know, Lisa told Camille, hey, don't worry about coming to my birthday. Go and try to find out what the rest of the girls are talking about. And then come back and tell me, you know, my mind just thinks that way because it's, you know, but
it's Lisa.
But at the same time, it's sad.
Yeah.
I was sad.
Yeah. I hear you. Cynthia.
Did Lisa and Denise have a specific time they were going to meet? Because no. I felt like Denise was, like, waiting there. At least when I saw the clip, it said that she had arrived at, Lisa Vanderpump arrived at 7:50.
Yeah, she showed an hour and, like, 20 minutes late.
Maybe that's a little symbolic because of the whole Dorit making the ladies wait when she's,
Teddy.
Do you remember, seasons ago when they had a big altercation about mm-hmm. being late? It was Last Teddy season. And Dorit.
Yeah. So I think that this is a signal maybe she's sending. Mm-hmm. Also, I think it's interesting that she's inviting Denise when Denise isn't really her friend either. You know, that's not her friend. I know that she had a few lunches with her, and she met Eloise, and that all happened. Yeah. But something seems calculated.
Yeah, she just doesn't have any history with her. So that's why she just thought it would be okay to invite her. Because I feel like with all the other girls, like, she's known for a long time.
More than, 10 years?
No, not all of them.
It's also really calculated, though, because she knows that the women are going to be getting together. You know, she knows that. Yeah, so Denise is going to have to meet her first and then, I have another dinner. And then the way that Lisa was talking to her mm-hmm. about, I wouldn't want to put you in the middle of all this. Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, that's because Denise brought it up, though.
Do you guys like it when your friends do that? Like, I'm here for 5 minutes and I have to go to another
party. Nobody will do that to me.
Yeah, I mean, girl, bye.
I'm like, don't even bother coming.
Yeah,
unless you say ahead of time, like you have to sandwich something in between something, you have an event, you have the Oscars, whatever. Yeah. I want to know what's going on that you can't spend a certain amount of time. Even if you pop in, then that means that you actually care and you say hi.
Yeah.
But if it's like that and just kind of like half-assed, it's not
but
what
she
I
didn't,
want.
She didn't really do that, though, because Denise stayed there for, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of like, if LVP would have shown up on time, I guess, I don't know, if she would have shown up at the time that she said she was going to, then Denise would have stayed there for a longer period of time.
Right.
So I don't think she did it on purpose.
I think Denise handled everything really well.
Oh, totally.
And I have to say, she fixed herself up, and I was so excited because I haven't seen that all season. I saw her with a smoky eye, and I love her outfit.
All I saw was her jogging pants. So I was like, I didn't think that she was dressed.
Yeah, her smoky eye. That's like smoky eye, girl.
Smoky eye. Okay, all right. Okay, you can go to Sephora.
Get your eyes done.
I got you.
Sarah on our live chat says Denise made everyone wait for over 2 hours at her wedding.
Oh,
so that's pretty true.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Karma.
Wait, who is that? What's her name?
Sarah.
Yes. Yeah, you could join our panel. Anyone else?
No.
Anything juicy to say? What do you guys... Come on. Talk to us. We want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice, though, and Cynthia, I love your evil eye.
Oh,
Kyle
yes.
is wearing evil eye this entire season. And today, mm-hmm. I think she wore three different ones.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, okay. I think that she's sending a little signal there, too.
It's a real big trend right now all over. So you're going to see that coming up soon for spring and summer. And it's going to continue on that, like, gold jewelry, all that, like, layer jewelry.
Well,
so, yeah,
look out. Yeah, it needs to be around forever.
Yes.
Just, like...
Please.
Yeah. But so they go back and forth, Lisa, Teddy, they're talking, and then they're going back and forth, the birthday. Let's talk about the birthday first. So we covered that.
Yeah.
Anything you wanted to touch on about the birthday for Lisa? I thought that it was interesting that her son came over with Pandora, and Pandora said, you know, problems with your friends, just in general. Just in general. Who says that?
Why do I feel like this is all just calculated?
I feel it too, because I don't think her son would ever come over and ask that on a birthday.
No, which makes it feel more like Lisa kind of set everything up.
I think so too.
Yeah.
What do you think? Cynthia, you seem shocked.
Yeah,
people,
like, wait,
that aren't
the whole puppy gay, just everything.
Yeah.
Really? You think so? I think with her and Kyle fighting wasn't calculated. I felt like Kyle went over there to, like, talk to her, but
no,
for the dog thing, I don't think it was calculated because it was the dog from her business, her company. So I don't believe it's calculated. I think
Oh, no. We're saying the birthday party.
Oh, the birthday party.
Yeah, and, okay. And how everyone's addressing her and how all these conversations are happening after the fact. Kind of to make Lisa seem innocent in some way. I'm kind of over it. I think we're all seeing how calculated she is. She's manipulative. We all are picking it up.
To be honest, like, I don't think that was calculated. I think Kyle went to her, you know, the birthday party was like, it wasn't planned by, it was her daughter, right?
No, she's talking about the
interaction.
Scenario. Yeah, the interaction between Lisa's daughter when she showed up and she was kind of having that interaction with Lisa, with her mom, and saying like, hey, what's going on with your friends? I heard you're having, or what did she use?
Wasn't the place to talk about that, for sure. So that part.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that part could have been calculated, but I think sometimes people just say things and they have no filter. So I felt like he
The son doesn't really talk.
Yeah.
He never really talks.
But he said it in front of Denise, correct?
No.
Okay. So I feel like if he would have said it in front of Denise, then it would have been calculated.
But it's in front of the cameras. So it might as well be in front of Denise.
It was like the perfect shot.
Right.
Everything was just set up as it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was brought up first.
Maybe he didn't know what to say.
Happy birthday, Mom? Maybe
Let me get you a drink.
Yeah,
drink. Have you said hi to so-and-so? Did you see who came to see you?
Anything
maybe
but that.
Maybe drama? I don't know. I mean, maybe he just was nervous. Maybe he's not in front of the cameras
Please
all the time.
Please let us know what you guys think. And he is, though, because he's the manager of Sir. So he's always over there.
In front of the cameras?
In front of the cameras.
Oh.
We have Serena in our live chat says, I think the party is calculated and probably everybody knows what happened. It's obvious the ladies are not invited in the party.
Right. Yeah. It's clear who's not there, especially Kyle, seeing nobody, Doree, PK. Usually they're there. And have you guys been to Tom Tom?
Not yet, but I definitely want to go.
So it's my favorite of her restaurants.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. The food is actually really, really good. Ah. It's really cute, but it's small. Mm. So in the shots, it didn't seem as small, but it didn't seem like that many people were there.
No, it didn't.
So I feel like she had it at Tom Tom for a reason, other than like to promote. Mm. But it's very small, so not. It looks like a lot of people when there's really not. And for Denise to be sitting there too and her not to see her right away, it just seemed a little bit weird for me. Mm-hmm. Like if you see the setup of the restaurant,
I'll have to go.
Yeah.
Is it a
nightclub?
It's a bar restaurant and you could have dinner there. I don't like the food at all of her places. I hate the food at Sir.
I hate it.
I don't like it.
I do.
You know what? I haven't been there in like 2 years, so I could try it again.
Because I'm waiting till she opens it in Vegas. That's what
it's
I
open.
Yeah,
it's
so
open.
I'm waiting to go out there.
Actually, we have Peter. If you guys watch Vanderpump Rules, tune into the after show for Vanderpump Rules because Peter is in the next room over there. Yeah. And Peter, who's a good friend of mine, he runs Sir. And, and the other one, too, that's, like, right next to it. But, yeah, they talk about the menu and all that jazz. But
I'm going to definitely watch.
So, lastly, I would like to talk about Camille. I want to talk about Camille and her coming in. So, all the ladies come in at this dinner with Rinna and Teddy.
Oh, Rinna.
And the pills. We talk about the pills. The pill bag, which I think is funny. I love that she also can make fun of that. That's hilarious to me. And Camille has no filter right now. She's talking about her Lisa's teeth and going, like, throwing massive shade to her. Mm-hmm. And then she's talking about her wedding and inviting Doree to her wedding. So I wouldn't invite Dorit to my wedding, and I don't know if she even notices that Dorit's there, that she's like, oh, all you ladies are coming. You have a destination wedding. I know when you have a destination wedding, you don't want half those people to show up.
Yeah, that's Beverly Hills for you. That's the shade. Camille has always been the way that she is. She's never changed. She'll say something behind someone else's back, and then she's like, oh, but you look stunning. You look so great, you know?
Dorit did look good, though.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
those boobs. Bam. Yeah, she just got everything done, too, and she looks perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She does look a little too snatched. But I have to say that Camille, the one thing that really kind of bothered me was when she asked, when Camille asked Dorit, like, is PK well-groomed? Is he well-groomed?
Well, I think they were talking originally about grooming each other's guys, like shaving.
Yeah, but I don't want waxing. A mental image of PK down there and being, well-groomed.
So
like, let's
gross.
Talk about Denise's
husband.
Dorit
never has a filter, so she was probably like, you know what, I'm just going to talk
about
it. I know,
but you can ask this question to Denise's husband, not to Denise, girl. But not, you know.
only the hot husband.
Only the hot husband. But I don't know. I was like, ooh, girl, please.
So, Kyle, do you shave Mauricio's balls, or does he do it himself? Or do you hire someone to do it?
Yeah, do you have someone come over and do it for you? I mean, you know, it was just that whole little incident that happened. But, I love Camille. No filter. She was just saying what she was saying, and it was her being drunk.
Right. And I think it's funny whenever Kelsey comes up because...
Oh, yeah.
Always disses that man.
Well, I mean, it's known that he's a cross-dresser at this point, and he had the shoes. She was wearing her shoes, so they didn't really talk about it too much. Mm-hmm. They just did a little bit because it's like, you know, I don't know. It was very interesting how they played it in this episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's not allowed to say too much after the divorce.
No, she probably signed an NDA.
Probably did. Yeah. Any last thoughts about this episode? What do you guys think overall? Before we get into predictions,
Lisa's teeth looked pretty good.
They looked great. They looked great.
Yeah, Camille, I have a message for you. If you have braces, you have messed up teeth, it doesn't matter, but teeth hurt. I'm sorry. Like, anything that you're trying to fix for yourself and better yourself, you should never make fun of someone for that. I lost respect when she made that comment. Like, you could be petty and funny and making fun of people's gums and teeth. That's messed up. I didn't appreciate it. I thought that was you know, like, you could be petty. Yeah, fine. But, like, why don't you tell her to her face?
Right. Yeah, she probably wouldn't.
Yeah, of course not.
But I mean, I do remember Lisa's gums getting, and even through TV, I remember seeing, they looked dark. There was a lot going on there, and she did fix it. So, I mean, it's good. I get what you're saying. She could be a little lighter.
Sometimes financially you can't do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you...
Well, she's British, too.
Yeah,
they don't really care about their teeth as much.
But, like, I just felt like, why was she bringing... I don't know. Why do you bring that up?
I get it.
You know?
Well, you have braces, too.
Yeah,
people said anything.
Hurts.
Anyone say anything to you? Because this is new. This is your first season with the braces.
No, nobody said anything because I don't think they would.
Good. Your teeth are looking good.
Yeah,
good for
you.
So
watch out.
No, good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
I thought it was like lighthearted. I don't think she meant it to say anything negative. I don't know. I just.
What do you guys think?
I don't think she said it in a way that was offensive. It probably did sound offensive.
She was just having fun, drunk, and making fun of someone.
She was just drunk and making fun of someone. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she is. So the repercussions are the repercussions. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into predictions.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
By the way, why do you think it's called a wolf in Camille's clothes?
That's a good question.
I'm just... can someone tweet us? I just don't understand why the whole episode would be called that. But anyway, let's hear your prediction. Cynthia, you start.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to see Lisa Rinna's mom because I love Lois. She's like my favorite person ever.
I
want to see what spice she brings to the next episode.
You know she will.
Yes. Cute, feisty.
Just that? What's your prediction, though? We know she's coming back. We know Lois is coming back.
Yes.
So more feisty. That's what you're predicting.
Well, I want to know why all the ladies saw somebody and they all turned around and looked at her. Mm. Is that a new person that's
Brandy.
Coming?
I don't know. I hope
that's
it's Brandy.
That's my prediction. Who is that?
You hope it's Brandy? Oh, God,
I hope
no.
It's Brandy.
Yes.
No. I like drama. I watch this for entertainment. I don't want to be bored. Brandy, come back.
Yes.
Oh, Brandy.
Scorpio power.
I love Scorpios.
Yes. Capricorn.
she's a handful. But she
I love a handful.
She delivers. She's a handful, but she delivers.
She always does.
Yeah.
What do you think? Prediction.
I think that Erica is going to get involved in some mess with one of the ladies.
Ooh.
I also think based on, I'm so into just Instagram and following all these Bravo obsessed accounts.
I love those.
And there was this picture that I saw of Denise kind of getting into it with with Jesus, why am I blanking out on her name? With Teddy. So I feel like maybe them two, they're gonna have some drama.
And I wonder what that would be about, just because those are the two most chill girls on the show. Like, yeah. What could they possibly have to argue about? Someone didn't wash their kale right? Like, that's... be accountable for... What?
You need to be a comedian, girl.
Just saying.
So funny.
I'm just saying. What's my prediction? I feel that this is going to drag on, but I really, really, really... hope, and I want to manifest / predict that we're done talking about this Lucy apple lemon juice whatever her name is. I don't care.
You made up like a name, right? Lucy juicy Moosey, right?
No,
you
Lucy
made
up something. Juicy apple juicy or something like that. Yeah. That's
whatever this dog's name is. I want it to be done. Whatever this is.
I think this is it. I think after this, we're not going to see Lisa anymore, and this is going to be the end of Puppygate.
Honestly, until the reunion.
Until the reunion.
Yeah, until the reunion. I just think that this episode coming up is going to be lighter, which I'm excited about because I feel that we need that. It's been too much negativity.
Yeah.
Hopefully, someone really makes Lisa see the light on what's happening next. And I'm just going off of not even what we saw for next week, just in general, what I hope. And I kind of do hope that there's another altercation because I'm done with the whole LVP thing. Just in general, she's done. Yeah.
It's over and done with.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this Teddy fight. I'm excited for Denise, for Lisa Rinna,
Erica,
someone.
Like,
Erica.
Come on.
Yes.
So sass come out.
Well, Erica, someone brought to my attention that they think that Erica's having massive financial issues right now, but her tour did just sell out. She's sold out in Chicago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can see it and how there's nothing new. She's probably trying to also, her first season, she really tried to look the right way for her husband. She didn't want anyone to be embarrassed. And I think she's going back to that. So I think if she does do a fight, it's going to be very composed. It's not going to be anything like throwing glasses, but we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In news.
Yes. So in news, very quickly. So there's this whole hashtag, right, where it's like, goodbye, Kyle, hashtag. And everybody seems to be tuning into that and really doing their own verse of Ken saying the goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
So it all started with Kyle, right, how she posted a video on her Instagram with some of her friends that she went out to dinner for. They were celebrating a birthday, and she passed by Sir Restaurant and said, goodbye, Kyle. And then everybody else inside that car, in her Uber car, was saying goodbye to everybody else who was exiting. So that became such a trend that, of course, Erica also posted on her Instagram.
She did.
She did.
Oh, she did.
And yes. And so did Lisa Rinna, putting her own version of goodbye, Kyle. So you guys can totally follow that hashtag, goodbye, Kyle.
Tweet us.
Yes. And then secondly, Dorit slammed LVP saying that her Vanderpump Dogs is, quote, a foundation looking for attention. So both Lisa and, you know, her fans and everybody else can agree that there's a turmoil between both of them.
Right.
But LVP says that it has, let me see. She said, you guys can read all about it actually at Bravo's blog post. And she wrote that Lisa continues to playing the victim role. She said, Doreen wrote, having gone through ups and downs this season with someone who I thought was my close friend, then watching it all play simply stirs my emotions and brings me back to a very unsettling place. So, right, this is a very long article, but they basically both aren't still talking, and she just says that Lisa is seeking attention for a possible spinoff that Lisa LVP is doing.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
I said that just because I feel that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's contractually obligated to hold a grudge against these ladies until their reunion, and then she has her spinoff, and she's like, I'm not coming back. This is it. Because she's been looking for an out for a while.
Yeah, she's going to get it.
Yeah. You guys, It was awesome talking to you. Please, please talk to us in the comments. We will respond and tweet us. Tweet AfterBuzzTV. Follow AfterBuzzTV on all social media outlets. Follow me at Jennifer Leone TV and follow my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, Maitha Creo here. You can follow me everywhere at This Is Maitha.
Thank you for watching, friends. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can follow me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
Until next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.